had a hold out there, so you're probably unsure of your time, but how do you think it went?
I have no idea about my time because I stopped my watch, but then there was so much delay and I got off him and all that stuff. It moved, so I just don't know. You know, I obviously knocked it while I was off for a period of time, so I have no idea how, and nobody will know because of the time, you know, the clock being stopped.
And how did you, what were you thinking during that hold?
Do you really want me to say that on radio?
Did you? Your horse had a chance to catch its breath, but it was slightly disadvantaged.
He'd hardly started, and he's fit. So, I mean, he finished, he could have gone round again. He's just magic, really good.
And in this heat, do you think that would have, you know, didn't stop him?
Well, I had trouble in Semur last year with the heat. He was held in exactly the same manner, but out there nobody gave him water or anything. And when I got back, he tied up. So I was really concerned in the hold that they kept him cool and kept everything as it should be. But it's horrible. It's horrible. You're completely thrown out your rhythm and everything.
And you've said that he is very fit, but it's his first time here at badminton, isn't it?
It's his first time here, but he's done a 2 4-stars already. So he's a very good horse. I'm very, very lucky to have him. He's a very good horse.
And Claire, there are very few riders coming back within the time. Do you think that you could possibly have done that?
I just don't know. I just don't know. I haven't got a clue. The stop completely threw that. And as I said, I did stop my watch and try and do all the right things, but it got knocked while I was off for so long, so I just don't know. I just went as quick as I felt comfortable going. Yeah.
Well done, Claire, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.